Thanks for tuning in to Good Vibrations with Kristen. Are you ready to be inspired?
Do you want to have a greater connection to the earth, each other, and ultimately yourself?
So then join in the conversation with me, Kristen Ace, and
me, Green Diva Meg,
and our fascinating guests to share the light, the laughter, and the illumination of good vibrations. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Good Vibrations with Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Meg. This is Green Diva Meg, and she is my fabulous and beautiful co-host.
I love you, Kristen.
Thank you. I love
you,
too.
Not just because you say nice things.
Well, that is one of the reasons, though.
So happy spring.
Yes, it is here and fabulously has been raining for 3 days, which we needed. So yeah. No complaints. We do want to say thank you so much to our sponsor, Smarty Marty of Rent-A-Rec.
Yeah, Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Rec here based in Dover, New Jersey. Has
yes.
Several locations. And they also rent trucks. And I've rented cars. They're beautiful. I'm going to do another rental next week.
You had a great experience there, didn't you?
And
the
I
people
did.
Are wonderful
yeah, his
and
staff
helpful.
Is great and mm-hmm. fun. And it was really low stress.
Oh, yeah, God. Well, we need that at this time. As things are progressing in the ascension and all of the psychic energy is moving in, low stress
yeah,
is
low
great.
Low stress is the way to go. Mm-hmm. So go to Kristen's site, goodvibrationswithkristen.com.
Yep, and there is a banner up in the corner, and you click on that banner, and that'll take you to Marty's site. And be sure to please tell him that Kristen and Meg sent you.
Please do.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yay. So we are... Dun, 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 dun. We are on the seventh chakra. Wow, I can't believe we're here already. This chakra sits at your crown or at the top of your head, but it actually hovers just lightly above your head. It doesn't sit on your head.
Interesting.
Yeah. The color is a violet purple and moving into white. The element associated with this chakra is thought.
Okay.
when this chakra is open, you are fully open to divine guidance and divine love. This chakra does not become imbalanced. It is either open, closed, partially closed. It's almost like the phases of the moon.
Okay.
And because it's divine, it can't be out of balance.
Okay.
and again, it doesn't sit on your body either. So if your seventh chakra is completely open, you feel at peace all the time. You feel like you understand that there's a bigger vision. You believe and know that there is a divine purpose for everything. Even when things look crazy out in the world, you know that there's a divine purpose for that and all is well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that while I know my crown chakra has been blown open a couple of times fully.
Yeah. Wow.
It has closed a little bit with life. I'm not fully open all the time because I still...
It's pretty hard to be that
it
way.
It really is.
In the world we live in.
That's right. You know, and probably my listeners know that I don't read the paper too often. I never listen to the news. But I do live in the world, and even in my own town, I see things that are very distressing to me. And it's hard for me to remember that there's something bigger going on that I can't see because I don't always understand the purpose of what I see.
And maybe we're not always meant to.
No, we're not, mm-hmm. because there is a divine plan. So I'm going to be honest and say that my crown chakra isn't fully open all the time.
Right.
But that's not to say that it doesn't have moments of being completely open.
Ta-da!
I know. And that's actually, honestly, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
It's like all the things that you would see in the movies of fireworks and angels singing and trumpets. And it really is like that. And I do know the first time my seventh chakra was opened was in my toning class, in the training that I did for the La Ho Chi energy. And I literally felt like there were
Yay! That's a perfect
sound effect.
Yes, that's perfect timing for that, because that's what it was like. I literally felt like a rainbow of stars and fireworks coming out of the top of my head. And I was completely in another zone. Mm-hmm. And that in that zone was pure love.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. You know, when I've had that kind of experience, stars are one of the things that come to me.
Yes.
Like I see and feel really connected to the universe, and I have the sense of all these different stars and twinkling light beings, you know.
Yes, because when we look out there, it's so far away, it doesn't seem like it's actually tangible or that it can really have any effect on us. But in reality, that's our universe, and we are all connected to that, and that is connected to another, to another, to another. So when you're in that state of divinity and understanding and knowing, it's not even understanding, but it's a knowing.
Yeah.
Because understanding is a human thing.
Yeah, that's a sort of 3D brain
thing.
It
is.
Yeah.
Knowing is fifth dimensional. It's outside of the box.
Yeah, you know, knowing for me, there's something about like faith, where you know, you don't have to explain it to me. Like I just go, yeah, okay. Because you know how sometimes there's some kind of psychic or spiritual phenomenon,
right?
And some people really want to explain it. Like this is, you know, this is why, and this is how, and this is, and I just say, stop. I'm with you. I already know it's there.
Right.
I don't need to understand it. I don't need to name it or you know, identify all the scientific methods, you know, whatever.
Right.
I just like, my eyes just glaze over because I just know.
Because you know it, because you've had those experiences of knowing. But when you haven't had those experiences, particularly if you have a very scientific background.
Right, right.
It's actually, for those people,
yeah,
they need the concrete, the tangible. But I will say, honestly, I had an all that is moment. I mean, there are lots of words for the power greater than ourselves.
Right.
There's God. There's Buddha. There's Jesus the Christ. But for me, all that is, or Great Spirit, encompasses all of that. And I was at a training for a healing training, and we did this energy work, and then we went into this meditation, and I had one of those all that is God moments where I was literally sitting in the universe, in among the stars, in the black, but with the stars shining all around me, lovingly held by an energetic force of divinity that was so profound. And I was there for probably about 20 minutes before I had to almost like pass out.
Right.
And after that experience, and this is years after I had been working with the Lahochi and been, you know, even way further on my spiritual quest, I couldn't talk about it.
Right.
I came home to my husband, Jeff, and he was like, so, you know, how was the training? And I started crying. I said, I had this most profound moment. 20-minute moment, and I don't know how to talk about it.
Well, it's funny because it's like a moment, but it's eternity, and
right.
I had the same exact thing, and there was like, I can't describe to anybody the depth or expanse or whatever. It's just like undescribable.
It really is, and now when I'm meditating, I always pull myself to that point. And that took practice for a while because it was so profound that I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to get it again. And there was a little bit of a panic in there for me. But I've been training myself to let my ego wash away and move myself up into that place of that grand vision and sit there. Because I actually don't have anything to do. I'm just being loved and
there's no assignment.
No, know. Right. I'm just being. And that is definitely not one of my fortes.
I think we should talk about meditation. But do you want to tone?
We should definitely tone
and then,
the seventh chakra before we continue. Now, I'm just going to let everybody know that this is kind of a funky sound, this one. This is
not me coughing. That's not it.
No, but it is a really funky sound. And it's... It might actually, you know, every time we tone the chakras, we get a little loopy. We mm-hmm. get a little like, woo, but this might make you actually feel like your head is buzzing. Hmm. And you might feel, yes, a little more lightheaded.
Like that.
Yes, you might feel a little more lightheaded than normal. So for this one.
Don't do this while you're driving?
I don't think you should do this one while you're driving. And actually, if you could sit down and listen.
I'm sorry.
Or join us, you'll be better.
Good.
Until you get used to toning this particular chakra this way. So
it's kind of exciting.
It is. It's kind of an eerie sound.
Oh, interesting.
I know. And so
I'm going to let you do this and just be quiet.
Okay. So everybody ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. It's a little weird.
It is. I love it. It's very spacey. I mean, you know, like.
Yeah, okay, so my head's
astro.
Going.
Yeah, it is. It really has that
I feel
sensation.
A little, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I hope all of you guys are sitting down and doing good out there.
Wow. How lucky are we to have you toning us?
Yay. It's very exciting. So, okay, now that your seventh chakra is open, mm-hmm. which it should be after that.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I really want you to do for the rest of your day and as we move through the podcast is really be open to divinity and notice all of those moments that are being sent to you that you are receiving. Because with that chakra completely open, you will receive divine guidance through your day. You absolutely will.
Mm-hmm.
And just be aware of them. Yeah. So Megan wanted us to talk about meditation a little bit, which is, I know at this point you guys might be like, oh God, they're going to talk about meditation again. But I cannot express enough how important it is to get quiet within yourself, to hear. Some people call it the still voice within.
Do we talk about meditation a lot? I didn't realize we did.
We do.
We do, I guess.
Because
but it seems really relevant to the seventh chakra particularly.
Very.
Right?
Because this is the place where your ego knows its place. Which is not to say the ego isn't important. It is. We mm-hmm. have to have the ego to be a human being. You
right.
have to.
Right. If you're going to be human, you right. got an ego.
But in this instance, the ego recognizes the highest self. So it's almost like your human self with a small s, and then there's your higher self with the capital S. In this instance, when you are in that meditative state, your ego, small self, can sit back and allow your higher self to take control and drive the bus, drive the car, drive the truck, whatever.
I'm having this experience over here.
I know. Megan is really zen. I
love it. Seems like my eyes keep closing because I'm getting all tingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what should happen when your seventh chakra is wide open.
I think it helps get perspective. Yeah, I did. What was that?
It was like a woo. Yeah. I think that was an angel coming in to say.
Yeah. Oh. Either that. Oh, it's the garbage truck.
Oh, God. Not the garbage truck.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to blow the angelic tone. But
it's an angel, you guys.
It's
don't
an
listen
angel.
To me.
That's funny.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Interrupted your thought process.
Well, and I don't know what it was exactly, but
that's what happens.
I think I was going to say something about perspective, mm-hmm. about when you really open the seventh. Or concentrate, whether it's through meditation or toning or just being conscious or, you know, walking in the woods and breathing deeply.
Right. Nature is a great place for the seventh chakra to blow open.
I think it's about gaining perspective. You were talking about the ego mm-hmm. versus, you know, the little s versus the big s.
Right.
Not ass, s. And the dog does a heavy sigh.
Because she understands.
Yeah.
She really does.
I think we get perspective on sometimes the little S wants to be much bigger and more powerful than it mm-hmm. should be. And it goes, oh, okay, I guess I need to just... But and things get in their proper perspective, where something right. that was like huge in the morning and you're like, oh, my God, my head's going to explode. I got to figure this out. Yeah. And then you like get, you know, for me, it would be sometimes a walk in the woods that suddenly I would think, oh, that's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
It's not a deal breaker.
Right.
Like, and, what am I thinking?
Right. And also it's important to look at things with compassion.
Wow.
How is that other person who's doing this thing that is, you know, wrecking your life, or so you think?
Yeah.
What's happening with that person? Where is that person coming from? Do you truly understand what it is to sit in that person's shoes?
Right.
And when your seventh chakra is open, you can do that. You can see it from another's perspective. You can,
right.
You can understand the bigger concept of what's happening. Which is why my seventh chakra isn't always completely open, because I don't understand why people hurt each other and hurt the earth and, you know, things like that. I don't, you know, I really have major trouble with it. I've been extremely emotional all week. I've been like,
really?
I don't know what's going on. I think it's the electromagnetic charges that are coming down onto the earth.
The cardinal cross kind of having quite an effect on us, and a
it
moon
is on
thing,
me
and
because it was a cardinal cross plus a solar eclipse,
right?
So for me, I'm completely wrapped up in what happens energetically on the earth, and I've been really, you know, crying at the drop of the hat, feeling the weight of
me
the world.
Too.
And then
I thought it was just hormones.
No, it's really, it actually is. Yeah. We want to remember we are connected to the earth. It is, this is where our physical sustenance comes from. And our physical life force comes from the earth.
Right.
So when she is whirling and moving and shifting and expanding her own consciousness, we're part of that.
Yeah.
And when you're seventh chakra is open, it's a lot easier to be in tune with that. But it does make then the physical aspects of your human experience different. I'm not going to say challenging. I wouldn't say this was challenging so much as it was just like, wow, I'm just crying, or I'm really happy, or I'm really emotional. And there were some things that happened recently that I, all of a sudden this week, I was like, this is a deal breaker. When you said this isn't a deal breaker, for me, it was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And it took me, something happened where I saw something happen to a tree, and I was really, really upset. And I thought, this is it. This is a deal breaker. I want to move. I want to move. I want to leave my house and move.
Wow.
And I had to spend the day in throughout my incredibly busy day in mindful contemplation, like minutes here, a minute there, a minute there, to say, how do I really feel about this? And how can I see it from a bigger perspective? And how can I reach out for help in a way that will calm my ego, you know, sorrow, but also be helpful to my environment and my community at large? And it really took me all day to find a way to do that in a constructive form.
You know, and I think society we live in, the culture we live in, doesn't give us space for that.
No.
I mean, you have to take it.
You do have
to take
it. You
know, I have to work hard to carve out space if I'm having a day where I'm sensitive and I am sensing things around me and I am feeling whatever. I think women in general, and that is the nature of our cycles when we're going through that.
Well,
I've always
felt
the
moon is pulling us.
Yeah. And I've always felt that it was purposeful.
It is.
And that the more that women can just kind of allow themselves to create space and not get sucked into, no, I have to just power through. And,
right.
Because I think it's detrimental to us to deny that.
That it is.
And
we had a guest on the show some time ago, Father Tim, who spoke fervently about just being.
Right.
And that was his message about just being.
yeah,
in the moment, in the day. And like you said, because of the intensity of the lives that we live, you have to carve it out. Now, for me, I have to carve it out at the end of the day when everyone is asleep and the house is quiet.
Right.
I have to go into my space,
yeah,
and open up to divinity.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout my day yesterday, I had to take like 3 minutes over here and then just sit, or 5 minutes over there, or I'm going to come over here and just sit for even for a minute and get and open myself up to a bigger vision.
I think even if you're in an office building, you know, let's say you're a big lawyer and whatever, maybe mm-hmm. you're saving the world as a lawyer. I don't know what you're doing. But
hopefully,
if you're in that situation where, you know, people are running around pushing through,
mm-hmm.
I still think there are ways that you can put your headset on for a minute
mm-hmm.
and just say a prayer and be mindful and take 3 deep breaths.
That's right.
And then keep moving and then do it again in an hour.
Yeah. You get a lunch hour. Go for yoga. Go take a yoga class at your lunch hour.
It's
hard
when you are sucked into this ego workaday.
But that,
moving, doing.
Right. So that's where the seventh chakra isn't open.
Yeah.
If the seventh chakra isn't open, you have no connection to something greater than yourself.
So if it's open, I think for me, I feel the pull. If I get into a busy situation, I will feel the pull to get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And to be mindful or whatever.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right.
And then it's listening to that. It's listening
right.
to that
right.
pull
paying attention.
And saying, mm-hmm. oh, okay, I'm going to need to sit down with this right now.
Right.
Because really nothing is happening unless you're life or death and you have to jump out of an airplane or something, you know, that you can't just take a couple of minutes.
Right.
And get centered and quiet. And that's why we talk about meditation all the time. That's why we say...
Right.
If you're exercising the muscle of the seventh chakra
mm-hmm.
opening,
yeah.
it's easier. You don't have to sit down for 5 hours. You could sit down for 2 minutes on a bench or in a
well, that's
a
quiet the other thing.
Space.
I think it's our ego that says you have to do this perfectly.
Oh,
and
yes.
You have to do it for an hour. And if you don't get trained as a Zen master, then you know what I mean? Then don't do it at all.
Oh, yes.
You know, so.
How many books did I read about meditation?
Right.
I mean, I had to have read like 10 books. And plus, I would always fall asleep when I was reading them. So
right,
I had a really hard time getting through.
Really, really cool.
Yes. So ultimately, and I'll just share my little practice with you guys. Because my leanings, I studied some Wiccan traditions for quite a while because I found the Wiccan traditions to be connected to the earth, and
yeah,
I was
very
attracted.
Yeah, earth-based, your spirituality, yeah.
But I ended up moving into the Native American
okay, which
traditions.
Is also very earth-centered.
It is, but you don't have to, for me, it's not great to belong to a group that has to meet and do certain things. I need to have my own rituals because
right.
it's just who I am.
Right.
So I took a little bit from the Wiccan,
mm-hmm.
I took a little bit from Buddhism, I took... things that resonated me from all the
yep.
things that I had studied, and I put them together, and I lit a candle, which is what the Wiccans do.
Right.
I have an altar with the four elements, and now the fifth element represented. So earth, air, fire, water, and the element of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. I have a anthemé, which is a ceremonial knife that the Wiccans use.
Mm.
So I came up with a prayer that works for me. I get myself grounded. I have a little grounding prayer. I know you and I have talked about
mm-hmm.
our grounding prayers
yep.
in the first chakra. And then I talk to, you know, all that is.
Yep.
I say my thanks first for everything in my life that is such a blessing. Then I, you know, talk about the things that I need to get off my chest. And then I stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen.
Yep.
And I always say, all right, I'm now ready to receive.
Yes.
So that I open up that passage way between spirit and me
mm-hmm.
and saying, I'm going to receive now. And that's an intention that's literally just sent out like a shot.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah.
And when I do that, all the things that were deal breakers fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And I can wake up the next day and really know how to move forward with my life and at least starting my day consciously.
Right.
Starting my life in in a place of allowing mm-hmm. instead of doing and being, because I am a doer by nature. I'm a list maker. I'm a let's get it done kind of person. I was just talking to a friend of mine and I said something like, oh, I'm sorry, it took me a little longer to get back to you, but I had to stop the car to, you know, find your number and then program it into the car. So I had to slow down and move and pull over. And she goes, well, Kristen, slowing down is probably really difficult for you. Like, oh my God.
She obviously knows you well.
Right, right. It is. It's difficult for me. So I had to create a space that allowed me to slow down mm-hmm. and receive.
You know, it's funny. I've been fortunate to be able to create a life where I can go at my own rhythm.
Yes.
And that's
that's a blessing.
It is. Now, listen, I'm not rolling in cash as a result. You know what I mean?
Yet, my friend.
But I was going to say, but I'm very, very well provided for.
Yes.
And it's not that I'm dependent necessarily on my husband or other people or the state. It's right. that the universe has all along said, okay, here's the next thing.
Right.
And part of my ritual, because I also have, you know, a morning, aside from my grounding, I do prayer and meditation.
Right.
And part of my meditation is, okay, guide me. Like I do my thank you and right. my whatever ritual. And then I, in my own way, ask for guidance,
mm-hmm.
clear guidance, and show me, you know, what God or whatever you want to call it, what the will for me is. Like, what's the best direction?
Right. And I love how you said that what is the will for me? Because mm-hmm. A very good friend of mine said, Kristen, ask that it be shown to you in a way that you will understand.
Right.
And because the will and the desire from all that is for me is going to be vastly different than it is for you.
Right.
Because I'm here to live my life and my soul purpose and have my journey.
Right. And part of it is this big overall, like, you know, what is my purpose? And part of it is like literally show me throughout the day the next step.
That's right.
Like, okay, feed the dog.
Right.
You know, and it seems that simple, but I like to feel like I am being directed by the big S.
Right. Because when we, but that takes a letting go and a trust right. and a faith. That takes saying, I'm going to not drive the car today. I'm going to give it over to my higher self to drive. I'm going to come along for the journey and I'm going to experience life from that aspect.
I had a moment of being panicking, like, is she mean that? She's not going to drive.
No, I'm going to get in the car. I'm just going to go, okay, God, you do it, baby.
And there she is sitting in her driveway. Any minute now.
I'm not going anywhere
just
yet.
Just kidding. I just a metaphor.
Yeah. No, that's
I got
right.
literal for a second there, and I was like, what is she talking about?
That's okay. Your ego stepped in and went, shit, they're not going to drive?
I was like, maybe she wants me to drive this afternoon. I don't know. Right?
Okay. That was really funny.
I'm sorry.
Well, that actually brings us to the end of our seventh chakra. So I'm really excited for you guys to go out in your day and experience divine guidance in a way that you probably haven't yet as we've gone through the chakras. And if you have had an experience that you want to share with us, please go on to my blog site, which is goodvibrationswithkristen.com, or you can reach me on Green Divas.
Yeah.
You can reach me at morristowngreen.com. We are on, those are the places where you can reach us.
Facebook, too.
Facebook, that's right,
really
where you can reach us and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do that because we are wanting so deeply to hear from you.
Yes, please.
And
get interactive, people.
That's right. All right.
All right. Well, enjoy this spring day.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
I love you. We hope that you found this episode of GDK inspiring. And to raise your vibration even higher, visit my website at goodvibrationswithkristen.com.
And don't forget to like Good Vibrations with Kristen on Facebook.
What inspires you?
Write us. Let us know so we can share your ideas on the show.
And meanwhile, keep listening, keep connecting, and know that you are divinely guided.